Hello, it's Father Jim. I'm making a few little noises about the gospel for the next Sunday, which is the 31st Sunday of the year. And we're at the moment looking at St. Luke's gospel. And here we have this beautiful story of Zacchaeus. I don't know whether Zacchaeus was very short or whether our Lord was very short. We don't know. Our Lord wasn't necessarily 6 foot 2. He probably looked like one of those good-looking young Palestinians. Have an awful difficulty getting a visa to come to Great Britain or to come to Italy. That's probably what our Lord looked like. But maybe Zacchaeus was small, that's why he climbed the tree. Well, this was an occasion when our Lord had spent a busy day in Jericho. Jericho, right down by the Dead Sea, 3,000 feet below Jerusalem. He'd healed Bartimaeus, the blind man, kept calling out, and our Lord had ears that heard him, the strangulated man who was told to keep quiet. Wouldn't want to talk to you. You couldn't get an audience if you tried. But the man was persistent, as we heard last week. He kept crying out. And then we hear that he noticed Zacchaeus. Now, when a group is looking inwards, you can't see the people outside waiting for attention. I remember years ago in St. Peter's, Pope John was coming in. He was very short, Pope John. He was like a roly-poly, but he was very short. And I was at the edge of the crowd, and suddenly I felt a pain in my back. And I turned around, there was a tiny little nun with an umbrella. And Italian umbrellas have metal points to them, and she'd stuck it in my rear. And I turned around and said, "Sister, please." Did the decent thing, "Sister, please." And then she did it again. And after half an hour, she was up by the Pope. She'd pushed her way right up there. Now, when we were all looking inwards, we couldn't see the outsiders. And what's more, we were presenting our posterior to the outsiders. And an inward-looking church is not looking out to see the world that we're there to serve and what their needs are. And what's more, where all the world can see is the Roman Catholic bottoms, as if that's what we think of you. But our Lord had eyes that didn't look inwards, he looked outwards and saw Zacchaeus. So if we're going to be like our Lord, let's have eyes that look outwards. Not worry about our parochial little Roman Catholic treats. I mean, some of the news about the church is so inward-looking, it's so footling and feeble. Let's deal with United Nations and the poor, suffering world. It's nothing worse than little bits of Catholic news. And then he says, "I'm going to come and have lunch with you." Lunch with the tax inspector. Yeah, people would start thinking you're arranging your tax. Organising yourself. Our Lord ate with sinners. And I presume, I don't know what Zacchaeus had on the hop, but our Lord was happy with whatever he was offering. And this acceptance of this sinner person who probably collected taxes for the Roman occupation was allowed to welcome our Lord. And it produced such a change of heart. So let's be open to walk with anyone, anytime. Everyone is loved by God, whatever they've done, whoever they are. Let's show the world that we're the hungry ones. We need refreshing by others. Don't let's think we're the rich ones. Let's have eyes that look outwards. Never, ever present your bottom to anyone. Amen.